Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We got all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, an explosive report about the Russia collusion hoax that we hadn't heard before. Believe it or not, Loretta Lynch was involved in a way that will probably shock you. We'll get to that with John Solomon coming up during the course of the program. We'll get back to a lot of what we talked about yesterday. And that is, they missed all of the security warnings that they had, all of the intelligence they had in the lead up to January 6th, ignored. Had the Capitol Police Chief at the time, Sundon last night. This guy was amazing. First of all, what a great guy. Number one. Number two. And he wrote a book. It's called Courage Under Fire. I think we'll have him on the show tomorrow. Stephen A. Sund, he was the Capitol Police Chief, begging for help. I've reported numerous times all of the Trump officials in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, five people all confirming that Donald Trump brought up the issue of calling up the guard days before January 6th. Nobody on that January 6th committee wanted to hear a thing about it. You know, I think everybody's mad about this issue is because it's now getting exposed. The saddest part here is, look, if whether you agree with politicians or not, whether you have to respect in a free country, we have an obligation, a duty to protect our institutions. That's supposed to be your house, the people's house. And those are our representatives. Now, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. We've got to protect our elected officials. You know, what they never got to is how to prevent something like that from ever happening again. What they never even bothered to lift a finger on was the 574 riots in the summer of 2020 that they lied to us and called mostly peaceful when they weren't. Or outright encouraged by, you know, tweeting out bail funds like the ever giggling Vice President Kamala Harris, or out there just saying nothing because they didn't want to piss people off on the left. But those were violent protests in the summer of 2020. Thousands of cops got injured. Rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, frozen water bottles. They were injured. Dozens of dead Americans, billions in property damage. Not one hearing. You know, did anyone come up with a plan? Did we not spend any time coming up with a plan? Oh, how do we protect our capital? How do we protect this great institution? Because I would have come up with, you got to create a big perimeter. And you know, those cement, big cement blocks that they put them together that stop cars from ramming through them. That should be put up and probably a wrought iron fence like they have at the White House. You know, make it good looking, make it appealing. And then if you want to go visit your congressman or congresswoman or senator, whatever it happens to be, you need a picture ID. What a shocker. Democrats don't want a picture ID if you want to vote, but they want one if you want to get into the Capitol and see them. Not that they want to see you. You're going to, you know, bother them and ask them questions and hold them accountable. God forbid. I can't believe this. I'll just throw it out there because you can't make it up. I mean, we now have in January the highest number of illegal immigrants than we had for a month starting last year. Now, 2021 was a record in terms of the illegal immigrants coming into the country. 2022 was a new record set by Joe Biden because he's not enforcing the laws of the land. As a matter of fact, he's aiding and abetting the law breaking. We are on track now in 2023. Last time I checked. Except if I was Joe Biden, I wouldn't know it's 2023. I don't think he knows what day it is, never mind what year it is. But anyway, we're now on track to have another record year. Over 5.5 million illegal immigrants they've allowed into this country. I'd even take it a step further. They're aiding and abetting the law breaking into this country. Anyway, and then they're telling us that the border's secure. The border's secure. I'll play a cut later in the program when we have time. It is not secure. They're just lying to you. Flat out lying to you. And they do it day in and they do it day out and they don't seem to care one hoot that they keep lying. Well, now illegal immigrants are now pouring across the southern border. In January, the highest numbers than ever before. But have no fear. Let not your heart be troubled because Biden's open border czar, your DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, has identified the culprit. You want to guess, Linda, what the culprit is? I bet you'll never get it. If you get it, I'll give you, what do you want?
The border is secure, Sean.
No, that's what he says. But what do you think that Mayorkas now, what is he identifying as the culprit? No, you don't get to talk to Katie. This isn't
no,
a commission.
I'm not talking, talking to Katie.
No, you are Ethan's talking to Katie. I can see you talking
on
to Katie.
My eyeballs.
And Ethan. And Ethan is, his
I was
lips
talking
are moving.
To Ethan. And Ethan said, I know what it is. And I said, okay.
Okay, did you give it up to her? Tell the truth.
He did not.
I did not. I did not.
All right, I'll know because I know you don't know the answer.
Oh, hey, you don't know
if
that.
If you get it, she does not know the answer to this, I promise you. All right, so Mayorkas has identified the culprit for illegal immigration. What is it?
It's Joe Biden. He said, come.
That's exactly. You got it wrong. Although there is some truth
not
to what he said.
Sean. No, I'm pretty sure that's the right answer.
But that's not
every
the
day,
but
all day.
That's all true. I'm not disputing this truth
there. We open the
there.
Lines up, ask America.
But the culprit identified by Mayorkas is a very specific question. He has identified it. It is, take a deep breath, it is climate change.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely didn't see that
Yeah,
one.
You were going to get that one.
No, that wasn't,
Washington
that wasn't
Times.
Happening.
Mayorkas tells fake news CNN that extreme weather events, climate change, was to blame for the mass migration across the border that has resulted in historic levels of illegals in America. Let me read the direct quote. I speak often about the fact that Homeland Security is now converged with national security. We're in an interconnected world. Gee, genius that he is. Maybe he and Al Gore created the internet together. Anyway, then he goes on, says in the cyber realm and cyberspace, borders are irrelevant. Foreign nation states attack us through disinformation, by way of ransomware and other means, irrespective of borders. Now, here we go. This is the important part. The challenge of extreme weather events, the gravity and frequency, not just here in the U.S., but internationally, and their consequences of triggering migration, the greatest level of migration that we've had in the hemisphere in decades and decades. Well, let me just first tip my hat to Mayorkas. He finally admitted that we have a problem at the border. However, the problem is not climate change. That part he is dead wrong on. The problem is him and Joe and the entire administration not enforcing the laws of the land. In Joe's case, not upholding his oath to uphold the Constitution being the foundation for every law we have in the country. But that's what they're now saying. You don't look surprised.
I would like to support my claim of earlier where I said they came here because...
Okay, you already lost. Stop.
No, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. Ethan?
And I'm here today because I'm dreaming to get to the U.S. What I want for my people, I just want patience and peace that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's giving us
all right, you don't get to call for the cuts on the show.
I
do.
I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't hear climate change.
By the way, we have Hunter Biden news. Do you want to guess what this is about? It has to do with him spending money. I'll give you a hint. You want to guess?
Climate change.
It's not climate. Can you imagine if, God forbid, Donald Trump Jr. or Donald Trump tried to cut back on court-ordered child support payments? This is the child that Joe doesn't even recognize. I mean, that's sad. It's his granddaughter. And I don't care. You know, it's his flesh and blood. It's his granddaughter. It's not her fault that, you know, his son's a screw up. But she's a precious little girl. A precious life is there. But anyway, Hunter is now trying to shortchange this girl that he refused to even acknowledge until a paternity test took place. But the little girl's grandparents, you know, the marvelous, loving Joe and Jill Biden, they could, you know, they cut this girl out of their family, which I think is wrong. They didn't put up her name in a stocking at the White House. They didn't invite her to the White House for Christmas and the parties. Everyone else got to go. Well, every Democrat anyway. Hunter Biden apparently is pleading his case as he faces the mother of this child in court after she refused to renegotiate payments for Hunter Biden's daughter. Now, the daughter's 4 years old. Four-year-old Navy Joan, I think is her name, with London Roberts, born December 2017, at which time he was still in a relationship with his late brother's widow, Hallie. It gets very complicated in this family. Hunter more recently petitioned an Arkansas judge to lower his payments, but Roberts stood her ground and challenged the embattled son of the president. And anyway, court docs now show that Hunter has until May 22nd to produce detailed financial records proving that he has indeed suffered a substantial loss of earnings if he wants to proceed in slashing the payments. Sources claim that his paintings will be brought up as prices of his work, initially listed at $500,000. To me, it looks like, well, I call it portraits of a crack addict. It looks like, you know, paint by numbers to me. But anyway, it was listed up to 500 grand, and they're selling from anywhere between $55,000 to $225,000 a piece, although they won't tell us who's buying them. Anyway, he detailed his financial struggles. I'm sorry. I don't really care about the ins and outs of his love life. I don't care about that part. If you have a child and you bring a child into this world, you have a responsibility to the, well, I was foolish enough to think after your kids graduate college that, you know, your job is done. How stupid and naive was I? No. But I'm very proud of my kids. But the point is that you're responsible for your children. And if that means you buy an older car, you buy an older car. That means you have to downsize and sell your house and send them to college. You got to do what you got to do. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, Biden, the guy at the State of the Union talking about Republicans wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. Yeah, well, get this. This was in the Hill. He's been doing this for months, accusing Republicans of having a secret plan to cut Social Security and Medicare benefits. Now he's urging those same Republicans to hike Medicare taxes. Biden, you know, fired the opening shots of this battle over spending and taxes. That's going to consume Capitol Hill, and we're now headed towards the debt ceiling debate. That's expected to really hit the fan in sometime in June. Anyway, the White House is hailing the proposal, which is part of Biden's budget plan and something that will extend Medicare's solvency by 25 years. Republicans, rightly, are calling it another Biden tax hike. And it's not on people that make over $400,000 a year, just like the tax hikes that went into effect in January of this year, raising taxes on oil, gas, and coal. Every American is sucking that up, raising taxes on people's pension plans and, you know, another $250 billion on corporations. Corporations don't pay taxes. They pass that cost on to you, we, the American people, the consumers. And that means they're raising your taxes in a backdoor way. We have a lot to say about Biden today. And then we've got a lot to say. I'm going to ask Bill O'Reilly. I can't believe that even NBC reported on the massive security failures surrounding January 6th. And you want to talk about people that didn't tell the whole story? Every one of those corrupt people. Now we know why Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were kicked off the committee. They didn't want those questions asked. You know, we had on the Capitol police chief last night, Sund, and he's a great guy. And as a matter of fact, we'll have him on this radio show, I think this week. He wrote a book, Courage Under Fire. Steven Sund is his name. He requested the guard again and again and again and again. And they said no. Even after they had intelligence from pretty much every intelligence agency saying, hey, there's going to be trouble on January 6th. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show. How many more times is Joe Biden going to insist that he supports the police? Never mind in July of 2020, told an interviewer he supports shifting funding away from the police into social services and welfare, but he thinks it's now a more tenable position politically. How did he pay no attention to the fact that his Vice President Kamala Harris publicly cheered on what was going on in 2020? They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop, blah, blah, blah. Then tweeting out to help raise bail money for those caught committing crimes. Anyway, for a guy that supports the police, Biden sure surrounds himself with people that make no bones about the hatred of police. The latest case in point is Gigi Sohn, the president's nominee to serve on the Federal Communications Commission. I think Joe Manchin has killed this, by the way. I think this is done. But anyway, apparently Sohn once retweeted someone who called law enforcement officers, quote, armed goons in riot gear with tear gas, while she defended rioters. He also noted that she has boosted calls for those who argued for defunding the police. That's who Biden wanted. By the way, fake news, CNN, Joe Biden's going to cut the deficit. Well, he now wants to grant what is the biggest increase, pay increase to federal workers ever, 5.2% at a time when we can't afford it. And by the way, they generally, if you work for the government, you generally get paid more than people that work in the private sector.
Sean's got more behind the scenes information, more contacts than anybody. More friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
25 now to the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to talk to Bill O'Reilly about all this new information about that our intelligence agencies, almost every one of them, had really active intelligence in the weeks leading up to January 6th, and they never acted on it. Also, we had on last night on Hannity, the TV show, the Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, by the way, wrote a book about a lot of this, Courage Under Fire, and how many times he requested guard help and didn't get it. You know, we already have on the record all these people, you know, from the defense secretary and his chief of staff and the president and the president's chief of staff and General Milley telling even the inspector general, they all talked about bringing up the guard. Muriel Bowser said no. You know, the police chief tells the story that Nancy Pelosi, that she, you know, when brought to the sergeant at arms, she was like, I can't bring this to her. She's going to say no. You know, and then the saddest part is they've done nothing to resolve safety and security issues, which we've got to have at all of our institutions. Got to protect your elected officials. You just have to. Just like we should protect courthouses in Portland, and we should protect monuments. People don't have the right to just rip them down because they don't like them. And you need law and order and safety and security if you want to pursue happiness. Just simple, basic, fundamental things. Listen, you may not know this, but the best shooters in the world all do the majority of their training with dry fire practice. They do it at home. And that's the great thing about Mantis X. It is a firearm training system, no ammo, all electronic. And it's a great way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. Probably the most improved shooter is Linda. I mean, she got a 9 the first time she tried Mantis X out of 100. What did I get my first time? Do you remember?
I mean, you did very well.
What did I get?
Very, very well.
You know,
like the best ever.
No, I got 100.
You feel good saying it?
Yep.
To make you proud?
Okay.
Good
now, the good news is you've even made it into the 90s.
I have. Now, like a couple times. Don't get excited. Like once or twice.
All right. But a 9 is like aiming at a building and missing the building. That's how bad you were when
you
started.
You know, I'm trying to shoot climate change. That's what I'm really going for these days.
All right,
I'm shooting it up.
You're really on your game today. Anyway, you attach it to your firearm like a weapon light. You can use it at home, at the range. They give you real-time, data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique. They'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. And the best part is it's military-grade technology, and it's a very affordable price. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you have a responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Well, you can become a marksman just by using Mantis X. That's how good this system is. Affordable price, military technology, MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You're going to love it. I love it. It's really great. All right. So we'll get to this with Bill O'Reilly at the top of the hour. You know, all the intelligence. This is January 6th was a massive intelligence failure. Republicans are now saying that they may do their own January 6th hearing. And I think that's a good idea. And I'll tell you the other thing they need to come up with is a system to prevent that from ever happening again. And while they're at it, we do need hearings on the 574 riots in the summer of 2020. I don't think the statute of limitations are gone. We have all the video of all the people throwing bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails at cops. All the people, you know, we have videos of them burning down buildings and police precincts. And, you know, we have dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. You know, where's that committee? They only cared about the one riot because they could bludgeon Trump. Okay, if that's part of the story you wanted to tell, fine. But tell the other part of the story. This is a massive intelligence failure and a disservice to every elected official. You know, that should be our top priority. Now, in the future, I would build a huge perimeter around the whole Capitol. Put up a wrought iron fence everywhere. I'd use those, you know, they're ugly, but I'd use them anyway. They use them on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But those cement blocks to stop cars?
But I mean, do we really need that? I think at the end of the day, we had everything we needed. It just wasn't used properly.
Well, we had the manpower we needed, but you don't have a fence around.
They weren't
around.
Allowed to do their job, though.
Okay, they put up that temporary piece of crap fence that didn't work. You know, that was breached in about 30 seconds. So that didn't work. You need a real fence. Now, to climb up like the wrought iron fence at the White House, that's hard to do.
I just mean, like you've talked about so many times, we told Trump asked for the backup. He asked for the National Guard. Had we done everything that was at our disposal, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
That never came up during these hearings, did it?
Such a surprise.
Oh, shocker. Wow.
It's climate change.
But, anyway, yeah, right. It's climate change.
It's Al Gore's fault.
Blame climate change.
Jerk.
By the way, Joe Biden, no date to go to East Palestine. Keep saying he's gone, but no date on the calendar. A whistleblower has now testified before members of Congress, and this goes to the heart of Jim Jordan's investigation, that the FBI specifically was targeting pro-lifers and crisis pregnancy centers after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Anyway, on February 10th, FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle of the Wichita Resident Agency of the Kansas City Field Office testified before the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. I'm telling you, there are dozens of these agents. We've had a couple on this show. We're going to have more. And, you know, this was the world's premier law enforcement agency. And I still believe that most agents, the vast overwhelming majority, I used to say 99%, 98%. I'd still say 90% because I know them. They go to work, they protect, they serve, they have a dangerous job because they're dealing with the worst criminals in the world. The FBI needs to return to its former greatness, which is the world's premier law enforcement agency, period. FBI workers work secretly with hospitals to strip U.S. citizens of gun rights, according to another report. I mean, this is so sad what we're learning. It is so wrong. You know, and these are the stories now that people in the FBI that went in there. I had a friend of mine retire at his retirement age, and he said to me, it's not the same place anymore. I've had people, agents on this show, say it's not the same place anymore. It's woke. You know, look at the guy that headed up the effort to talk to big tech in the lead up to the 2020 election. He wrote a thesis in 2016 about how Donald Trump and Russia colluded to give Donald Trump the election. That never happened. And yet he's headed up the effort to have weekly meetings with big tech and warn them that there might be a disinformation campaign and it might be about Joe and Hunter Biden. Oh, okay. So then the story breaks about Hunter, which they knew would happen because they had the laptop and they knew Rudy had the laptop. Anyway, Biden, as I told you, 5.2% federal pay increase, the largest in 43 years. Like, we can afford it? We can't. You know, one other thing, Biden, that Gigi Sohn, I told you that story. The FTC, now this is unbelievable to me. We had Jim Jordan on last night talking about this. The Federal Trade Commission, they're now demanding that Twitter and Elon Musk turn over all their internal communications related to Elon Musk. Where's this man's privacy here?
I know where they are.
Where?
They're on Hillary Clinton's server. Okay. Platte River, in the closet.
Listen, forget about everything involved in my life. I've had now Manafort, let's see, Meadows, McEnany, you know, four times now in my life, my private communications have been released to the public. Unbelievable. You want to know why I don't have an email account? That's why. Want to know why I don't save. My general practice is to erase every message every day. That's it. You know, because I can't believe it's so freaking intrusive. And people just accept it. Anyways, now they're going after Elon Musk. Why are they going after Elon Musk? Because what? He exposed the fact that the FBI was involved in an effort to persuade and convince big tech companies that, in fact, they're going to be victims of disinformation in the lead up to 2020. And meanwhile, what they're really doing is priming them so that if a story about Hunter Biden breaks, which it did on the laptop from hell in the New York Post, America's, oldest newspaper, that they're going to not put it out there. That would have impacted the results of that election. I guarantee it. So now they're targeting Elon Musk in all of this, and they're demanding the names of every journalist the company had use, like Matt Taibbi. By the way, Matt Taibbi, I think, wrote a book hating me. Somebody told me that. I don't care. But he deserves his privacy, too, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous. Unreal. Anyway, they sent dozens of letters to Twitter and their legal team since Musk took over the company. And they're seeking information on company layoffs. How about it's none of your damn business? It's a private company. He bought it, and he's got to make it profitable. Now they're going to go after all these people that went ahead with the Twitter files. I'll tell you why. They didn't like the information in the Twitter files. FBI whistleblowers send shockwaves with a warning that threat tags used to target conservatives. There's another piece that came out. You know, for example, what do school parents, Catholic attendees of Latin Mass, and pro-life activists all have in common? They've all been branded by the FBI as potential domestic terrorist threats in what whistleblowers say is a growing trend of using intelligence threat tags to enforce cancel culture. This is going to come crashing down. You know, Christopher Wray had the opportunity to fix this great agency. And by the way, all my friends that work there, they loved it. I've told the story many times. My grandfather and his brother came from Ireland to this country, and the two people that got into the FBI, my grandfather's brother's kids, two of them, they were deity. We'd look up to them like, you know, wow. They were on a throne in my family. You know, we didn't get to see them much, but that's because they were always working. Or they'd come over looking like a hippie, you know, or, you know, dressed, obviously doing undercover work. We'll get to this story with John Solomon later. New news. By the way, I love this headline on FoxNews.com. John Kerry is the Neville Chamberlain of climate change. That's a pretty darn good headline. I hate doing this, but I'm going to anyway. And that is get into the bad news on the economy. Get this. Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Chase CEO, says, yeah, pro-American states like Texas and Florida are more appealing to businesses. Now he's joining a list of corporations now moving their businesses, you know, out of places like New York and New Jersey, and they're leaving. They're going to Florida, Texas. We love Florida. We're growing in Florida, he said. Dimon singled out Florida and Texas as states that like business. They want you to come. Remember when we used to have all the time in studio, who was it? Senator, then Governor Scott, Rick Scott of Florida was here. Bobby Jindal was always here. Governor Rick Perry was always here. You know what they were doing? They were stealing businesses, incentivizing them to move to their lower tax states and get all the benefits financially. And they did. Anyway, now J.P. Morgan Chase is going to do the same thing. And he says, I don't blame anybody for doing this. And he said this to Bloomberg News, and this is now a growing trend. By the way, not just big companies like his, but small companies, large companies, they're all picking up and leaving. You have states like New York and California losing close to 1,000 people a day, and states like Florida and Texas gaining 1,000 people a day. You know what? It's because it's a better place to live, and it's not as oppressive. It's unbelievable. But you know, that's your government. That's socialism. That's liberalism. That's redistributionism. You know, Florida has a $22 billion budget surplus this year, the largest they ever had. California, $22 billion budget deficit this year and going higher. It's going to be like $40 billion. What's poor Gavin going to do? He's pathetic. He thinks he's going to be president. He really does. God help us. He becomes president. I may just have to just bail. I can't stand it.
No, that's when you run against him.
Oh, I run against him.
Dueling hair gels.
I don't use hair gel.
But see, you could start.
I could start.
And you would win.
You think my hair gel would be better than his hair gel?
You have a lot of hair gel, promise.
Okay, Linda, you know, this comes up occasionally. Not very often. I would never win dog catcher.
That's not true.
That's very true.
If you were running against Gavin Newsom, I think you'd spank him.
You think I'd win dog catcher?
I think you'd been dog catcher, dog releaser, dog congregator, dog park.
I don't know. Dog parks are pretty cool.
They're the best.
There's one in my town. I just don't have a dog at the moment.
Oh, see?
But I stop by.
Opportunity missed.
No, I stop by and pet other people's dogs if they let me.
That's not weird.
No, sometimes I'm just walking by and I'll say, oh, what a cute dog. The dog, you know, is barking at me and I'll say, does it bite? No, okay. And then I pet the dog.
Then it takes a crap and you keep walking.
No, because I'm working out. You should be proud of me.
I'm working out. Sorry, I can't help you. Gotta go.
No, gotta go. All right, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Look, every one of you listening to me now needs to do this. Go to legacybox.com/Hannity. They're going to send you a box. What are you going to do with that box? You, your family members, you're going to go in your attic. You're going to go in your closets. You're going to go in your basement. You're going to go in your garage. And you're going to find every single family photo, every VHS tape, every camcorder tape, every reel-to-reel tape, and you're going to put it in a box, and then Legacy Box will hand-digitize your old media and return it to you, and that means it'll be preserved in perpetuity. is millions of people that have done this, including me. I mean, it is such a great idea. It is such a great gift, not only for your family now, but for future generations. They'll know what their great, 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 great grandma and grandpa look like. How cool is that? I'd love to see that. Anyway, just go to legacybox.com/Hannity. If you do it now, you'll save 50%. So I do it now. Legacybox.com/Hannity. You'll save 50% off. We'll continue.
John Hannity.
So much to get to. So the big story that the January 6th committee failed on, it's very simple. And even NBC News, that's why we played their report last night. That's why we played it on the show yesterday. We'll play it again in the next hour with Bill O'Reilly. They reported federal law enforcement could have prevented, based on all the intelligence they had, what happened on January 6th. They did not act on the intelligence. And then, of course, we heard last night from the Capitol Police Chief's son, and he said the same. He requested the guard often. He wanted reinforcements. No, 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 no. You know, I talked about this meeting that took place in the Oval Office. We had, what, five people confirm to me, and I have it on tape, that, in fact, they wanted to bring, that Donald Trump wanted to bring in the guard on January 6th. Notice how the committee didn't report any of that. You know, or that many of you will now march peacefully and patriotically so your voices will be heard. Anyway, quick break, right back. Bill O'Reilly's next.